Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, September 11, 2025, and we have a great mix of education headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
State Roundup. Despite Maryland efforts, a book ban did happen. Moore says he'll run on record against Trump. In Harford County, despite Maryland's efforts to prevent book bans, a book was still banned, highlighting the influence of conservative parents. Governor Wes Moore announced his re-election bid, emphasizing his record, and stating he will run against any GOP challenger's ties to former President Trump. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott asserts the city does not need the National Guard to reduce crime. Hitachi rails Hagerstown factory with robotic dogs and exoskeleton-wearing workers is building DC Metro trains. Former Dell Susan Krebs will fill a Carroll County Commissioner's seat. The Baltimore County Council faces criticism for secret remapping, while Montgomery County erects over 200 no-turn-on-red signs to prevent pedestrian accidents. Baltimore's water bill appeals backlog, and Baltimore City College professors protesting the lack of a contract after unionizing were also highlighted.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.